Every Thursday after the 8:30 news, as we enter a new National Football League weekend, we have for you.
It's now time for some of the most positive and entertaining 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for yet another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's Morning Team Show. I sort of regained my footing the week before as I returned to the 500 mark. Did I make it above the 500 mark last week? Let's review. Give me Indiana over Michigan 35-30.
Here's a pass into the flat, and it's going to be caught. It's going to be a touchdown. The tight end makes the catch. Hendershot.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Give me MSU over Iowa 23-20.
Shot in the end zone, and it is hauled in by Brandon Smith for the Iowa touchdown.
Oh!
Give me the Vikings over the Lions 31-17.
There he goes, galloping, chased on the play by Kirsten Trufant. Give him six. What a play. 70-yard run. Dalvin Cook.
Oh, I say you can never get enough of the Vikings horn. Sorry, Michigan and Lions fans. I wanted both of those teams to prove me wrong, but alas, they failed. As for Michigan State, you guys made me look ridiculous, and a man in my position will go ahead.
And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous.
Thank you. So, after my second straight 2-1 week, my overall season record is above the 500 mark once again at 14-13. It's time to turn up the intensity and time to start posting some perfect weeks. I've messed around long enough. Let's get it started now. Here are this week's picks. The foundering Michigan Wolverines host number 13 Wisconsin in front of an empty big house this Saturday, with coverage beginning at 6:30 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. We are witnessing, I'm afraid, everybody, the beginning of the end of the Jim Harbaugh era. Just watching last week's loss at Indiana, you notice there's no fire from Harbaugh or anyone else on the Wolverine sideline. And they keep making mistake after mistake after mistake. You just cannot afford that against a Badgers team that can't wait to get back on the field after missing 2 weeks dealing with COVID. And without Aiden Hutchinson on that crumbling Wolverines defense, the Badgers will have a field day. Is an imminent exit in Harbaugh's purview? Give me Wisconsin over Michigan 30-21. Michigan State hosts number 10 Indiana at Spartan Stadium this Saturday at noon. There's absolutely no way MSU could play any worse as they did last week at Iowa, correct? Let's hope. The Spartans might keep it close early on, while Michael Penix Jr. and that Hoosiers offense will take over against an overmatched Spartans D in the second half. Mel Tucker already beat Michigan. Sparty fans will give him a little leeway for the rest of the year. Give me Indiana over MSU 35-17. And finally, your Detroit Lions are desperately hoping for a win, and they might get one when they host the lowly Washington football team this Sunday. The 3-5 Lions are almost finished before Thanksgiving, and that's somewhat due to Matthew Stafford. His play has not been superb or sublime this year. It's been subpar, as illustrated by those disastrous interceptions against the Vikings last week. Alex Smith is making his first start under center since breaking his leg last year, so get ready for Smith to have a banner day against the horrific Lions defense. I foresee Washington nailing a 61-yard field goal as time expires, allowing Matt Patricia one more time to explain how they have to eliminate mistakes and get things turned around by the next game. Ugh. Give me Washington over the Lions 24-23. So I've got Wisconsin over Michigan, Indiana over Michigan State, and Washington over your Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Wow. We're going to have a dull, boring, disappointing Monday ahead of us. Oh my goodness.
A 61-yard field goal for
61, not 60 or 62. No.
61 yards for Washington yards. To win.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay.
We'll see. Usually I get these wrong. So that means
I'll get at least one of them wrong.
Lions will probably get their win.
Which one would we want?
I think it's the Lions that might come out on top. I don't see the two college teams coming out on top.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were, because they know I've been a Michigan fan for a long time. He's like,
when did this all happen?
I said, when they hired Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah, you could say.
That's what I think. I said, this is what.
They just haven't regained.
They have not.
Their glory.
That was because that was supposed to be the big change into the new high-powered offense, yep. And Rich Rod was going to do it, and didn't.
No.
Which led to Brady Hoke, which didn't.
Nope.
No.
Which has led to Jim Harbaugh, which...
You know, it did maybe for the first 2 years. I think he did fine, but
yeah. Never the dominance and the complete turnaround of decades of performance that you had enjoyed under, you know, the Lloyd Carrs and the Bill Schembechlers.
Right.
Just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how long it's going to be before the big U of M alum start stirring things up. They don't let this go too long.
I'm thinking this year.
Yeah.
I think so. He only has 1 year left in his contract. What's the point? You know, might as well start fresh and, you know, because recruiting is the name of the game. And no recruits are going to come if they know Harbaugh is just going to stick around for one more year.
So what happens if he beats Ohio State?
Wow, that's another story. If you beat Ohio State, that forgives a lot of sins.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know.